Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are going to continue this really short boys side story. And, you know, I did promise you guys this, so let's go ahead and get started. Derek Robertson's pencil sketch for Butcher number 2. Weird thought went through me head when the coffin came to rest. Just stayed for a second, then it was gone. Me little brother's dead, and now there's no one to stop me. 4. The last time to look on this world of lies. You didn't even turn up, you miserable old fucker. Your own son, not that you knew it, but he's the one that saved your bleeding life. We had the wake back at our gaff. The vicar tried to tell me it was all to do with God's plan. But I mean, come on. If there's anything more random and fucking pointless than a lad getting hit by a bus, I'd like to know what it is. So the poor cunt had his work cut out for him. Woof. Bad? I don't think she meant like woof. She's like, woof. Bad? Yeah, I know, Mo. You've been brilliant, love. What else am I gonna do except be here for you? No, you've been great. He told me never to lose you. Do you know that? He said you was one in a million. Why not? You'd be a brilliant dad. How do you know? Because you're a brilliant husband. I don't know about that. And I don't know one means the other either. You ain't worried about turning out like your old man, are you? Because you ain't, Billy. You couldn't ever be. Well, before I ran into you, I weren't much bleeding fun, I'll tell you that much. You was spot on about a lot of it. The drinking, getting wound up and that. I mean, I never smacked a bird around or nothing, but...
And you're scared that's still in you? It'll come out somehow, if we have kids?
I just don't want to pass anything on. Keep anything going, maybe. I know it sounds daft.
It sounds really sad. It's the exact opposite of the way things would be.
And apart from anything else... Look how fucking shit the world can be sometimes. Do you really want to see kids having to deal with that?
You mean like what happened to Lenny?
That and the fact that blokes like me dad even exist.
But what about stuff like you and me running into each other?
True. We ain't in any sort of rush, are we?
Well, no, I mean, I'm only 26. I still like me job.
Then why don't we leave it the way it is for now?
I never had cause to regret that. A lot of blokes would, but not me.
I mean, I'd have been left with a kid to bring up, wouldn't I? Ain't no bleeding way I could have done that on top of what I do now.
Nah, that ain't completely true. It made Becky sad. I knew it did. And anything took the smile off her face, even for only a second. I'm gonna regret that to the day I die.
Now, this was around about the mid-80s, when Maggie Thatcher was a number 10. She'd given the country a right fucking kick up the arse, got it moving again, and now you had lads making money hand over fist. I was a big fan of hers when I was in uniform, mind you. All I wanted to do then was shoot people and stick bayonets in them. And what the fuck do you know when you're 17 anyway? I was never short of work, that was one thing. But being with Becky, seeing her trying to get funded for child services or foster care or whatever, well, you were starting to see that all this money was only gonna go one way.
Christ, oh bloody mighty. Take a break, love. No point killing yourself. Can't.
That's nice. You know the trouble with this care and the community thing?
Think I can guess. Listen, I know something might take your mind off it.
Ugh, get thee behind me, Satan.
That's certainly one option.
Dirty sod. Listen, me mom and dad want us over for dinner on Sunday. You want to invite your mom?
I don't know, she's still a bit sort of fragile. You all right if Granddad Atkins comes too?
Course.
Sound.
Oh, and we're all meeting up after work on Thursday. We're going out for a bite.
Fancy it?
Where you going?
New place. Sushi.
Eh?
Thing about this new order is that we're all being told it's okay to leave each other behind.
What do you think?
I think it's what it looks like. It's raw fish.
And I mean, what you get from that, what happens is...
Not bad, though.
Not bad at all.
Do you have any thoughts on the election? Oh, I think the Tories are getting in again. No two ways about it. The Falklands factor again, no doubt. Well, that ain't gonna hurt. But it ain't enough on its own, not this time round. No, I think you're right, Guy. I think it's what you're talking about.
Really?
Leaving people behind, not having to worry about anyone don't make it. You'd be surprised how many'll go for that. Becky was saying the other night about caring the community and that. Well, that's it in a nutshell, mate. The community don't care. Oh, that's monstrous. Are you seriously trying to say that no one... Not enough do. So we should all just give up and go home, disengage from politics completely because the conservatives have managed to steer their British national conscience into greed and evil. Guy. All they do is make life easy on people. That's how they always win. Ain't you twigged that yet? They don't always win. I don't just mean Maggie Thatcher and company. I mean the mob who really run the show. I've been on the other side of this, and I can tell you, you wouldn't believe the power they've got, and they'll use it to hang on to what's theirs, too. You mean the military? More the people who own things, I think. So, what do you think we should do about it?
Oh, no exactly, Sheila. But if I ever got as worked up as Guy is, I think I'd try to get on the inside, maybe see if I could get into the driving seat myself.
Oh, fight the system from within, is that it? You know how many times that's been tried with appropriately appalling results? Nah, that ain't what I'm saying, mate. I'm saying get hold of the power and point it straight at whatever's pissing you off. And how do we accomplish that little miracle exactly? That I do not know, I'm afraid. Surprise, surprise. Guy, leave some for the rest of us. There was a time when old Guy would have been head first through the window inside the first 10 seconds. Now I almost felt sorry for the cunt. Some lads, their wars are over before they've even begun. And they do it to themselves, too. Every single time. Thanks for putting up with him there. Ah, oh, he's all right. I think he likes the idea of blokes like me helping us out in the gutter and all that. He just ain't that keen when he actually meets us. Plus, I did walk off with the Star Prize. What? You mean... No. Guys with Sheila, they've been together for ages. It's nice, that. How you always see the best in people. You mean I'm simple, don't you?
Nah, no, no.
I'll bloody have you for that, Billy Butcher. No, 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 stop, stop, I surrender. Huh. I can't believe I'd done what I'd done for your birthday. Neither could I. She'd been saving for ages. Got us a week in Florida, Miami Beach. I was made up. So was she. The pair of us were over the moon. But what the fuck did we know?
What's all that about, mate?
The Seven are in town. They save us all from... Zilla Gorilla.
Eh? The superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
You had a look at this, bullocks?
Oh, I think they're creepy. It's like the coming race and that. They're like some sort of Nazi circus freaks.
Oh, they're just a bunch of tits.
They probably live in a giant bra. That's where they're going after this, back to the secret Playtex HQ. Oh my god, where do you come up with this stuff? You are completely mental. I love you, Billy. You make me laugh so much.
So that's why you love me, is it?
I've been wondering. I love you because you got more heart than any man I ever met. Second to last night, I went out for a walk after dinner. Becky said she was knackered, wanted to stay in and read a book. Leave the light off, will you?
Yeah, of course, you all right?
Yeah? No? I think I ate something. I ain't feeling that great.
Them clams, maybe. I didn't like the look of them.
Yeah, I just want to sleep.
Of course.
So fucking obvious now, a blind man could see it. She didn't want to be touched. Sat hunched over all the time. Like she was all knotted up inside. Door slammed or whatever. She jumped out of her skin. She didn't smile no more. I mean, she tried to put a brave face on it now and again. Becky was always so honest and real, you could tell something was wrong. But she wasn't talking, and I was too thick to catch on. It went on long enough, it was starting to get ridiculous. So she fed me this bullocks about feeling under the weather, going to see the doctor, and he hadn't a clue either. He wanted to do more tests. I remember twigging. She mixed up the dates when she said she'd been to see him. I thought that's weird. She's usually spot on about appointments and that.
Oh, well.
Probably just the state she's in. Hello, bruv. I wish she was still here, Lenny. I think I'm losing her. The one thing you told me not to do, and here I am doing it. But I can't. I don't know what to do. She's all I got, mate. I mean, there's Mum, but I'm supposed to be looking after her, not the other way around. I'll be honest with you. I'm scared shitless here. I don't want to end up being that bloke again. I want me beautiful wife back. Yeah? Don't suppose you got any booze stashed around here, have you? Nah. Terrible fucking idea. I think it happened fast, because even if it wasn't a late sleeper, I couldn't have slept through it if she'd been making a lot of noise. All I did hear, all I think I heard, was a sort of long gasp like someone had been trying to gulp in all the air in the room. Only they never breathed out again. Becky! Becky, are you? Fuck! Nah! Ah! Fuck! Yeah! Ah, you fucking cunt, you! Yeah! Ah! Cunt! Fucking cunt! Becky! Becky, love! Becky, talk to me, will you? Talk to me! Talk to me! Talk to me! 5. Becky was mine, but the world lost her. She was lost to the world. That's what I said at her funeral, except I never got to go. 5. Here comes a candle to light you to bed. At the moment, your wife died of internal hemorrhaging brought on by a miscarriage. Neither of you knew she was pregnant. You're currently in deep shock. You've been sedated for your own protection, but that can change. You can have killed her. You can have cut her open and killed the baby, insane with rage when she told you she was carrying her lover's child. Considering your past, it wouldn't be a hard one to sell. People who know you might be appalled, but they wouldn't be particularly surprised, your mother included. Which story goes on depends on whether you sign this. Non-disclosure, confidentiality, etc. You ain't the old Bill. No, I'm not. You can probably guess who I am. You've been on our side, so you know the resources we have at our disposal. I know you know. You haven't complained about being brought here. Haven't demanded to see who is in charge. Once the shock of the incident itself wore off, you understood precisely what was happening. You sat alone in an interview room for 14 hours because you knew implicitly that to query our object would get you nowhere. Oh, excuse me. To query or object, not object, to query or object would get you nowhere. So do this now, and you can get out of here and bury her, and then you can get on with your life. You married?
Yes.
You imagine what it'd be like to know you'd never see her again?
Ah! Fuck!
Or so I was told at any rate. I don't remember that bit at all. My name's Mallory. I'm sorry about what happened to your wife. She was buried yesterday. They went with the first story, the one about you being traumatized. Clean clothes. How come? Why didn't they stitch me up? I told them not to. Have a seat. Jesus. I'll have them send someone to see to your injuries properly. Most nation security services have people who look out for superhuman incidents. I'm affiliated with mine. The man you mutilated worked for yours. Did you say superhuman? They know what to look for and how to clean up. They're fast and efficient. Once they confirm, they do everything they can to stop word getting out. Because if the public ever found out the truth about soups, they demand that something be done about them, and that would be the end of all things, or at least of 10 to 12% of life on the planet. In the meantime, the aforementioned agencies are trying to figure out a long-term answer to the problem. Mine in particular are waiting for me to come up with it. This is your wife's diary. I'll give you some privacy now.
Becky never had a diary.
They found it when they searched your apartment. They're efficient, like I said. I'll come back in an hour. You can tell me if you're in or out.
You what? Listen, who are you? What the fucking hell do you want?
Most people just sign the form. Some get clever. Start talking about money. You took someone's eyes out. Wasn't hard to find the bit I was after. It was the last thing she wrote. Took me ages to start it, though. I wanted to know what happened to Becky, but that meant I'd have to know.
I knew it would be hard to write this down, but it feels like I have to force the words out of the pen. Making myself remember the details makes me start shaking. I want to scream and be sick and throw a chair through the window and curl up in a ball and die. But I have to do it. I have to get it out or I really will go mad. I know I will. It has to be this way because I can't tell anyone. If I do, they'll think I've lost my mind. They'll never believe a word of it. I'll be locked up, and the worst thing of all will be that Billy will find out. And the terrible thing is that he'd believe me. He's the only one who could, because he thinks he'd never do anything bad, never lie or whatever. And he'd believe me, and he'd try to do something about it. He'd try to get the guy, and that'd be the worst thing that could ever possibly happen. So it's gonna have to be like this, and I hope it'll be enough, because if it's not, I don't know what I'll do. Every day I feel something pulling at me, like a massive temptation to give in and start the screaming and the rest of it, to just stop fighting and go mad. And I can't do that because it's not fair on Billy and it's not fair on me. I didn't do anything to anyone. Why do I have to have this in my life? Why do we have to have everything taken away from us? I'd rather a bomb had blown up in our flat or an earthquake had knocked the walls down or something and just left the two of us alive in the rubble. I wouldn't have cared about all our stuff because we would have still had each other and we could hold on to each other. I could have grabbed onto him and felt those strong arms go around me and felt so safe. Not like now, where a single touch from anyone is enough to have me jumping out of my skin. What happened was this. We were in Miami and we just had dinner and Billy wanted to go for a walk and I said no because I was really tired. I went upstairs to the room to read my book. I opened the window a bit because there was a breeze and I like hearing the noise of the city. I must have fallen asleep. When I woke up, the window was wide open and there was a man standing at the end of the bed. I was a bit bleary when I opened my eyes, but the bedside light was still on and I could see him properly. He was really tall, taller than anyone I've ever seen, and really big. He's wearing an outfit with a cloak and a big plastic eagle thing on one shoulder, and I thought it had to be a dream. Then I remembered I'd seen him before. He was one of the superhero people we saw on the beach. And then I was sure I was dreaming, but it was real, and I knew I wasn't. He was smiling at me, he seemed really pleased, and somehow I knew he'd been waiting for me to wake up. I couldn't speak, I wasn't scared, I was just trying to sort out my thoughts and fit all this in my mind. All the things I should have been thinking, like why is this man in my room, and what does he want, and what should I do? None of it seemed as important as this is a superhero, this is one of those people. I remember what Billy said about them, but that thought went out of my head straight away because this one didn't look stupid at all now that I was alone with him and he was smiling at me like this. That was when I got scared and he saw it, and that was when he got into the bed. He wasn't rough or brutal because he didn't have to be. One hand around my throat was enough. I could hardly breathe. The weird thing was his touch was so light. I don't know how strong he is, but I could tell he was holding back. If I held my hand like that, I wouldn't be able to keep a grip on a feather, but the force on my neck was like a vice. I couldn't kick or scratch or fight at all because I had to concentrate on forcing air into my lungs. He kept holding it while he... I can't write it down. Not this. I can't write the word. I can feel the screams coming up again. I've got to stop for a bit. As soon as he'd gone and I could breathe again, I jumped up and closed the window and got in the shower. I was terrified Billy would come back in the middle of it, and I was terrified he'd find out. The rest of the holiday and the trip home were awful, and I felt so bad for him. God help him. He couldn't work out what was wrong, and I couldn't tell him. I had to just shut up and keep going as best I could, which is what I've been doing ever since. When I got home, I tried not to think about it, which was a bit like holding your breath. All you can think about is what you're concentrating on doing. One day at work, I asked Sheila about superheroes. God knows what I told her, but I know her brother was into collecting comics, and she told me about a shop in the West End that he goes to. I went in and asked. I remembered Billy found out this particular lot were called the Seven. I bought a few issues, and I ripped up the first one as soon as I saw his face. Even the stupid little pictures were enough to set me off, but I made myself carry on. I had to know. He's called the Homelander. He's supposed to be the greatest superhero of all, the strongest man in the whole world, and a sort of a saint at the same time. He only uses his powers for good, like a knight in shining armor crossed with Jesus Christ into helping people and being honest and doing the right thing. It said at the back of the comic that the real-life Seven are just like they are in it, and you could come back and read about them every month. The only thing is that I know the real-life Homelander is completely and totally insane, because I looked up into his eyes when he was doing the thing he did to me, and I could see it there, and now I'm scared every second of every day. So where does that leave me? And where does it leave for me and Billy? I don't know. I suppose that one day, maybe, just maybe, I might be able to let someone touch me again. I might be able to trust someone enough to relax with them and feel safe and maybe even forget what happened. But at the moment, all I can see is this awful thing that my life has turned into, stretching out forever. And I know deep down that something was stolen that night that I'm not getting back. Something was murdered. That's all there is to it. But one thing I'm certain of, Billy can never find out, because if he does, that other side of him will come out and he'll go after the Homelander. I can beg and beg, but it won't make any difference. He'll do it. He'll get killed, because I don't even know how you'd go about getting at someone like that. But if you ever did, it'd be like breaking into the White House and then trying to fight 1,000 tigers all at once. He would know that he'd try it. He would know that, and he'd try it anyway. He'd use his life, up with it. Oh, Billy, I never understood just what he sees in me. I know he thinks I saved him from a life of God knows what, and I'm the greatest person alive. He's never done telling me, but I never thought I was really all that special. I'm just a girl who loves him. That's all. Open the fucking door! It was 3 bloody months.
I know. There have been cases, observed under laboratory conditions, where the fetus developed normally at first and then accelerated. Most obviously in terms of, do you want to hear this? Just keep fucking talking. In terms of size, superhuman potential is determined by a compound known as V, and it can be extremely unstable. Introduced into a normal human reproductive system. Fuck! If you go straight at him, he'll kill you. That'll solve all your problems, but it'll mean her death remaining unavenged. But if you have the discipline to wait and learn and do the job I want you to do, then I'll give him to you on a plate. How the fuck can you do that? I'll show you. It'll take a long time to set up. What I have in mind is barely even a blueprint at this point. We're talking years, maybe even decades. But if you trust me now, I'll show you how to draw him right into your sights, so that when you do go, it's a kill shot. Guaranteed. I'm in. First you qualify. Money and passport. You've been an American citizen since this morning. He didn't waste my time, so why should I waste his? Didn't bother stating the obvious like this was black budget and need to know. Wasn't wanking off the sound of his voice, which is something you get used to with officers. All in all, he looked like he fucking meant it. I want you to go into that house and kill everyone you find. Old friend of yours in the trunk. Fight down, not up. Excuse me, fight down, not up. Been on a hill or two in your time.
What the fuck? You are fucking dead. What the fuck was that? Fuck. I don't like this shit. I think we should. Are they fucking around with a skeet gun? Or hey, what the fuck are you doing? That's not the fucking skeet gun. You assholes want to tell us what's going on? Fuck it. Jesus fucking Christ almighty! Jesus! No! Come on! Ah, God! What the fuck are you doing? Know who we are? You know what you've done?
The weapon? Left it there. Left it there. Pick up the casings? Nah. I was just gonna burn the place to the ground, take care of it all that way. But I had the idea you might be trying to send a message.
Oh, magic. Thanks, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I just got me sense of humor back.
6.
Please, just stop. I thought you was meant to be the bloke without fear.
Every one of you sons of bitches.
Please, I can pay you whatever you want. I mean, look at this place. Look at the shit I've got.
Oh, so you can see.
Of course I can fucking see.
Officer Holliday can't, though.
Huh?
One of the cops at the scene of your latest debacle. He got off lightly. His sergeant can't do much of anything now.
What are you? Do you even know who you're fucking around with? Do you have any idea how high this goes?
You think VOD are untouchable just because Bush gets elected? He's a lousy VP, and he'll make an even worse president, but he's not as dumb as his backers think. He knows who he needs to keep at arm's length, that conversation he said he'd have, about Supes working with NORAD. That's gonna be a pretty brief exchange. Got anything else to impress us with? Who the fuck are you? We're what happens. Spread the word. Stretch your arms out on the floor for me. There's a good lad. We've had 5 or 6 years of that, and it was a laugh, but it wasn't the object of the exercise. Then again, Mallory was playing the long game from the start. Michael Caine, yeah? No one's ever told me that before. Well, maybe one of these days we'll meet in person and you can see for yourself. Yeah, he's here. Hang on a minute. How does he expect this operation to remain top secret if I have to explain myself to a room full of senators? I know, I've met some of them. Their idea of discretion does not match mine. This is one more complication in an arrangement that was meant to be free of them. What? That's asinine. The point was to put them on notice, and that was exactly what we did. In future, if your boss has news like this to deliver, he should understand that I expect it to come directly from him. Goodbye. Secretary? Deputy. Reardon or something. She sounds like a right dirty bitch. She brought up, is that still bothering you? It's worth it. She was talking about the lake house. If you can believe that. Ancient history, but she's worrying about demonstrating excessive force. Thought that was sort of the point. Exactly. And if she knew what that pack of scum did in Baltimore, she'd have wanted us to demonstrate more. Yeah? Well, you read their file. No, I didn't. You didn't. I sent you in there to do that, and you never got curious why? No, I never gave a monkeys. Then why did you? 'Cause you told me to. What's this latest hoop they got you jumping through then? Just be thankful you don't have to deal with that end of things. I don't get the chance. I'd be safe enough in D.C. You know, I ain't gonna eat anybody. You want to come along next time, feel free. I could probably get you into a seminar on filing expense claims. I'm only joking. I know it's hell out there on the front lines. It's worth it is what I keep telling myself. One day we'll have a team. Then we'll have autonomy or something like it. We won't just be the company's strong-arm crew doing favors they owe the DEA or whatever. Not that we're gonna tell them that, though. What makes you so sure that they'll ever give us that much leeway? Our secret weapon. Secret weapon and database all rolled into one. You probably ought to meet him one of these days. Faggot! Stop Supes fighting Supes? Most of the battles the assholes have are faked for the goddamn media, and he knows it too. It's just more of his fucking bullshit. Try not to piss anyone off. Try that one again. Try not to piss anyone off. All you do is piss everyone off. Don't ask, don't tell, all over again. Jesus. It could be worse. There's nothing in there that'll make Vaught happy either. He's as expert as he ever was at walking the line. The seven got their photo op, but that's all they got. Heh. You know the son of a bitch tried to fuck Mauve? You're joking. I shit you not. Told her he wanted to know what a match one hand job felt like. Sir? Yeah? You have Garth Ennis on line 2, sir. Tell him to go fuck himself. No goddamn Brits at Victory Comics. Okay, that was funny. In a way, this helps us. It's no great secret that the real goal here was to bar Supes from emergency work, but they clearly didn't have the votes for that, which means the administration will be falling back on other methods, namely ours. You sure about that? Support remains tacit but firm. If we could bring in a big win, take down someone major, I believe it'd be enough to get the funds we need to expand. Got your eye on anyone in particular? Web Weaver. The Thwipster himself. We was hoping you'd have some titbits you might want to share. Well, his uncle's a queer, for one thing. Out? Yeah. And he's no use to us. What about the bloke himself? Not much. He's a tricky little fucker. He ain't never been part of the team,
so no one really knows who he is. You know who you should talk to is Vasily Voryshikin.
Come again?
Ivan, ex-army, ex-cop, ex-soup too.
Here, hang on.
X, I said. He ain't a bad guy. I think you're gonna like him. I seriously fucking doubt it. When the commies called it quits a couple years back, Vought took a look at signing some of the Soviet soups. It almost came off. We were gearing up to do a payback glorious 5-year plan crossover. Webb Weaver was one of the guys they flew out to talk to the locals. Him and Voss spent quite a lot of time together. I thought we was meant to be malloting these cunts, not getting in bloody bed with them. We're meant to be keeping them in line, not letting them or Vought get more of a foothold than they already have. Yeah, I know the routine. Half the time, I think we'd be better just wiping the lot of them out, to be honest.
Not helpful. Not practical.
You're a piece of work, my friend. You ought to think about getting yourself laid more often. Think that's it? Listen, I got a broad editing in Scarlet Scarab sucks like... Excuse me. Try that one again. Listen, I got a broad editing Scarlet Scarab sucks dick like a goddamn pro. You let me set it up, she'll have you screaming Splendidio. Or try a cat. Or a dog. I don't know, mate. I ain't really into that. As a pet, goddammit. Might find if you had to care for something, you wouldn't be quite so ready to tear the throat out the world all the time. Blimey, there's a side of the legend you don't see very often. Okay, I'm leaving before this turns into some kind of encounter group. Voss turned out to be a brilliant bloke. The web weaver thing went like clockwork. And inside a year, we'd put the boys together. Oh my god. Hello, Mum.
Billy! Sorry it's been so long. Billy, what? Billy, where you been?
I'll tell you all about it, honest.
Billy, it's been 12 years. Look at you. You look brilliant. I thought, oh God, I thought all sorts of things. And what on earth's this? Is he yours?
Yeah, he is, believe it or not. He's called Terror.
You've got a dog and he's called Terror. Oh, Billy. Oh, son.
It was a present from a mate, as a matter of fact. I thought it would be a right pain, you know, looking after a dog, but I'm actually quite enjoying it. I'm teaching him tricks.
What about you, Billy?
Yeah, all right, Mom. Here we go. After Becky, I went to bits, spent a bit of time in the bin.
Oh, God. Just couldn't cope. That's why I never went to the funeral.
Why you didn't hear from me for so long. All I wanted to do was not be anywhere near anyone.
Seeing you would have reminded me of her. Being here would have reminded me of her. Everything. I'm sorry, Mom. I always thought I was such a hard case, and when it came to all that, it came to it all, I did was fall apart.
Billy, no one would have blamed you for that. I couldn't even go to me wife's funeral, Mom.
I'm gonna blame me for that.
Oh.
So, I mean, well, time went by. You think you're never gonna get over it, and you don't, not really. But time passes and you realize you're still alive anyway.
You gotta get on with it.
I didn't want to be anywhere near London, so I went up north, ran into a bloke I was in the Marines with. Big lad called Lofty McCord. He was working for a security firm at the time, bodyguarding and that. He introduced me around. Couple of years of that and this Yank company came over headhunting local talent. I was one of the ones that got headhunted.
So you're a bodyguard?
Personal security consultant, Mom. I'd give you me card, but I doubt you could keep your face straight looking at it. I work for a firm in New York and businessmen. You might even see me on the telly if you keep your eyes peeled the next time Madonna's on tour.
Madonna?
Yeah, people like that. It ain't as fancy as it sounds. Half the time, all you're doing is keeping their bad behavior out of the papers. But one thing it ain't, it's dangerous, which shoots me down to the ground. And you do meet some fairly useful people, which is why the boy here ain't spending 6 months in quarantine at Gatwick.
Blimey.
It's amazing, Billy. It's so much to take in. Wait till I tell Joe. God, I wish he was in tonight. He'd love to meet you.
I'd like to meet him too, Mom. I really am sorry, you know.
Why? For taking so long to come and see you, to pluck up the courage. But I was ashamed of myself. I didn't know I could face you. And there was just all these bloody reminders. Oh, Billy, come here. Come here. You're all I got now, Billy, after Lenny and Becky. You're the only one I got left. Billy?
Yeah, Mom?
Have you been to see her yet? So I did, and I tell you what, I hardly felt a bleeding thing. I didn't bottle out like I thought I might. Didn't fall to bits like I was worrying I would. I started into the little speech I'd planned about being sorry for all the things I'd done and giving into that other side of meself, and I knocked it on the head about halfway through because Becky wasn't there. What the fuck's cold marble next to the way your skin felt? What's words in stone next to the green of her eyes? And that's the thing, innit? Becky's dead and gone. She ain't got nothing to do with this. She'd hate what I'm gonna... excuse me. She'd hate what I'm doing, what I'm gonna do. She'd hate that I'm using me life up like I am. She'd know right away that this is all for me, because I can't stand the thought of the cunt being a... Let's try that whole fucking thing again. She'd hate what I'm doing, what I'm gonna do. She'd hate that I'm using me life like I am. She'd know right away that this is all for me, because I can't stand the thought of that cunt that done it to her being alive. But she don't know nothing because she's gone. I'm glad I don't believe in the afterlife, because after what I've been up to, I'd never have a chance of seeing her ever again. So there you are, Dad. That's what I come here to tell you. You and you alone, too. Every dickhead out there is mouthing off about every fucking detail of their lives these days, ain't they? Then they wonder why it all goes pear-shaped on them. But this ain't no one's business but mine. But that ain't all of it. Because there was one thing I did get right. I couldn't have done it without Becky. It was her that made it happen. But if there's one thing in me life I'm proud of, it's that I got Mum away from you. And just so you know, cunt, she made it. She died a couple of years ago, but she lived a good life. She spent more of it away from you than with you. She met a good man, a fucking decent bloke, and he gave her what you never could, happiness. He shone the sun on her. He did everything he could to put a smile on her face every day. And me, I lied to her, lied through me fucking teeth, so she wouldn't have to worry about what scared her the most, which is the thought that I've got your fucking evil in me. And that'll have to be enough, because it's the only good thing I'll have done. After all, we're pretty good people to get away from, ain't we? There's people think Mallory made me what I am, but all he done was lit the candle. Got me back on track, you might even say. Nah, we know who brung me into the world. You and me, we know. We both know your biggest crime of all. So what would I say to sum it all up, eh? What I think of you? Everything that's happening? You being the bloke that gave me life? All in all, Dad, I think I'd have to say, I'm glad it was an open fucking coffin. End. And there was nothing on the marker to explain to Miss Feathers why her only daughter had married a known thief and murderer, a man of notoriously violent and intemperate disposition. Unforgiven, screenplay by David Webb Peoples. Garth Ennis. You guys like this? Buy some comics! Don't forget about the complete Battlefields. I wonder if they'll do Battlefields after The Boys. That'd be really weird. Or what, Dan Dare? Or complete Just a Pilgrim? Or, well, Just a Pilgrim. That'd be weird. I wouldn't expect Battlefields. There's also this other one he has about, like, an assassin girl. Maybe that one. I think it came a little later, though. But he did a lot of Battlefields. So, all right, guys. This is the end of... Ooh, look at all these. Okay, this is all the stuff you can still buy at Dynamite if you're interested. And a lot of times they have it on Humble Bundle and Fanatical. So check them out. You can get nice bundles of comics. All kinds of cool stuff. So check it all out. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more Boys in August. So, stay tuned. I am out.